Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel lesson today is about prayer. And Lord knows over the last few months there have been many, many prayers. Prayers for those in Orlando, those who were suffering in Germany, those who have died in the hands of natural disaster after natural disaster. Prayers, prayers, prayers. Sometimes we wonder whether or not it helps or matters that we pray. Jesus, having gone off by himself to pray, comes back to his disciples who say to him, "Well, teach us to pray as well. You know, John taught us to pray. You should teach us how we should pray." And what do we end up with? The Lord's Prayer. Jesus teaches us to pray, but we do not always pray that way. One of my confirmation students a few years ago said to me, "You know, I don't actually believe in God. I'm here because my parents make me be here." And I said, "I know what you mean. That's why I went to confirmation." And I said, "Well, how come you don't believe in God?" And he said, "I don't believe in God because I prayed that my mom would come back from active duty in Afghanistan, and she didn't." That proves it. There is no God. God did not answer my prayer. It's hardly an unusual thing to hear. All of us have prayed prayers that have become unanswered. All of us have lifted up before God and knocked at the door and not had it answered, had those doors shut in front of us and behind us. But perhaps part of the issue is we think of prayer as a way, it's sort of like ordering something on Amazon, right? We live in a world where if we want something, we don't even have to leave the house. I get on my iPad, I don't even have to log in. I go right to my little app on Amazon and I go search. And then it comes up and I click on it. I don't even have to put my credit card number in. It says, "Is this the one you want? Is this where you'd like it shipped?" And sometimes within a few hours, my phone beeps and it says, "Your widget is on the way." It's amazing. Maybe that's how we think of prayer sometimes. God is our divine Amazon. And it says right there in Scripture, "Knock and the door shall be opened." Do all of these things. And so we ought to expect if Scripture is true and pure and real, then why doesn't it work? There's clues in the rest of the gospel. Story of the persistent neighbor maybe gives us a clue about what prayer really might be like. What if prayer is not so much our automatic app to God to get what we want or need for ourselves or for others, but what if prayer is a life and a lifestyle? What if prayer is not so much just our requests and thanks and pleas to God, but the very work of our mouths and hands and heart? What if prayer is more than we make of it? What if in asking for our daily bread, we aren't just asking for daily bread, but we are living and becoming daily bread? What if it is our persistent life that is prayer? You see, I don't think prayer necessarily makes evil go away. I think prayer helps us not go away in the midst of evil. It is only in prayer and the persistence of prayer and the confidence in God's presence with us in hard and good times. It's really, for me anyway, only through prayer that I can hang in and keep working. What if instead of just praying and waiting for the Amazon God to deliver, we pray and we work at the same time? What a concept. What if Jesus' prayer to the disciples is actually not just how will you pray as a formula, but what if it's a description of discipleship itself? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, to live as if God's self is holy for us. And that the kingdom is coming and that God's will is unfolding around us and that the bread that we so desperately desire comes to us in grace. And that is through that persistent faith, that persistent prayer, that persistent life of prayer, that evil is destroyed and grace abounds and love lives. It may not be quite what Jesus has in mind, that prayer is our app to God to order what we want and have it delivered on time and at the right price. But that prayer comes at the cost of Jesus, at the cost of our own sacrifice, our own joy, and our own love, given in persistence, the same persistent love that God gives to us. Maybe the door will be opened. Maybe we will learn to knock. But all through the midst of it, God will be with us that we might not go away. And so Jesus teaches us to pray and then teaches us to live the prayer.